Welcome to Random Talks with Nisha. So let's get right into what you guys should be doing today. Okay, what you guys should have been doing in the last week, actually, you guys should have been buying stocks. Buy. You need to buy stocks in the entertainment, like, industry. Like, you need to buy stocks that are based on entertainment. And that's any entertainment you can think possibly of that people can do online or in the homes of their comfort. Well, not their comfort, like, because they have to be there. So, I bought stocks in the game industry because a lot of people are going to get tired of playing the same old game, and then people's kids are going to start asking for these games, and the people's parents are going to start paying for these games because they don't want to be bothered with their children at that moment. Like, they just want to, like, they're going to get so irritated of each other, or they're going to come together and they want to play these games together, and then they're going to get tired of doing the same old thing together. So then they're going to need new stuff to buy or new stuff to bring into the house to make it more fun, or to keep them entertained, basically. Then I bought stuff in the digital world, like, let's say anime and, like, fuming. That's what it is, fuming, because a lot of people are getting into binge watching, but those people are going to get tired of binge watching shows, but then they're going to move to their phones. So then I got some stocks in the entertainment industry, in mobile apps and, like, app designs and social medias and stuff like that. Snapchat has low stocks right now. So does Twitter. I'm not sure about Facebook and Disney. Like, but with social medias, like, but Disney is the TV one. Like, but with social media, I bought stocks in Snapchat. When I bought them, I think they were worth $9 to $10. No, let's say $9 to $11 each. That's how much they cost. When I first went to buy Snapchat stocks, in November last year. Well, just say November. In November, December-ish, like around, how do I explain it? Around when it's about to be New Year's and people are putting out new products for the new year, and also around Christmas when people are, like, Black Friday and all that other stuff. Their stocks were like $50 to $60 each. And I was like, oh, that's pretty hefty. That's a risky take. Also for Disney, like the TV one, the show, Disney Plus, they had, when they came out with Disney Plus, their biggest sales was in January, I think. I think they got up to $200. Right now, their stocks is half that. They're like $100 to $120. It's like really cheap. It dropped $75 to... No, because it was like probably $250 to $300 too at one point. And then you also have Bitcoin has dropped incredibly low. Like, that's a crazy one to get yourself in, stuck into cryptocurrency. Like, that's a scary one. But, like, that's a really scary one because those, like, people were buying those for $11,000, $6,000, $10,000 at first too. And that's why it keeps getting bigger. It was at $11,000 at one point. But now it's at 6,000. Maybe it's lower because I didn't check it today. But yesterday, they were at 6,000. And people spent nickels and dimes on those when it first came out. So that's a 50-50 chance. And then you have, what is it, mobile games. Yeah, mobile games is also a good one. That's also continue with like a digital company because they work on graphics and stuff for the game. So, like, those are, like, they have categories. They're little categories in this big digital company. This digital company or TV company don't just do one thing. They have, like, multiple things. So, that's how you got to think of things. And also, one last thing to say when you're doing stocks, or for those people who are buying stocks, is to watch them. You have to watch them. Like, you really have to watch them. Because at some point, you have to ride the wave. You know what I mean? Ride the wave. Like, it's like a wave. Like, you know, the top is a trough and the bottom is the rough. I think that is. I think that's in calculus, physics, or I think they're in all of them. And statistics. I think they're in all three of those. So, like, It's like you're a surfer, but I don't know nothing about surfers. I was just like, you know what I mean? Like, I just know what I see from movies about surfers. So, you have to ride the wave. Like, you have to be able to go up and down. You have to keep that pace of knowing when to decline and when to, like, risk. You have to, like, figure, you know? But then with some of them, you really just have to take that risk. You know what I mean? Like, if you feel that's what's good, but you don't know, you really don't know. You might feel like it's an all-zero chance, but it can also be an all-100 chance. It's like not 50-50. Wait, well, it is 50-50, meaning like you either gonna win or you're gonna lose. That is like, that's the 50-50 one. See, like the in like buying stocks in the entertainment part, that one's like 65-100. You have a higher chance of like getting your money back, like of making your money back. With the oil, you have 50-50. You either have 0 or 100. And then that's how we're talking about risk, because at like the economy will either get back up, and when it gets back up, it's gonna need people to invest in medicine, not particularly medicine, but research. So then you're gonna have those people who need to like know when to drop. So like you have to know when to get rid of your entertainment stocks to go and buy these, you know, to go and buy these stocks for research and stuff. Like some people could actually start now because they're probably at ish like putting money in for research. No, I'm lying. Putting money in for research is probably at a high right now on the wealthier side. You know, like people who have more money is thinking about how do I get a cure for my family and stuff. Like normal people, like average everyday people, not thinking about that. There's average people, we're not on that side. We're thinking about entertainment. Where's our fun? You know what I mean? And then you have those in-between people who's trying to figure out both. Like, just trying to figure out what to do to have fun and to take care of themselves. You know what I mean? Like, and that's where you get TikTok. Like, you know, those people be on TikTok. That's a good way to, like, how not explain it. To relieve your stress or something. I don't know how to explain it. I don't know how to explain it. Like, it's to relieve your boredom. That's what I mean. Boredom. So, TikTok. Because a lot of people are on there. So, this is for, we're going to go straight into, let's say, branding or becoming like self-discovery. Let's just change it. Let's go straight to self-discovery, and then we're going to connect it to at the end. Okay, self-discovery. For those people who are like embarking on a self-discovery path right now, because you have nothing else to do and you feel like you haven't discovered yourself, so now is the time. Here's what you have to do. Here's literally what you have to do. You have to just take time for yourself. Think about what you want to do. Like, think about it. You can set a schedule. You don't even have to set a schedule. You just have to know that this is what you want to do. Like, and you just have to do it. Execution. You just have to execute that shit on a daily basis. Like, that's all you have to do. And then you have to, like, push forward. Do it. Like, literally put the time in. Like, the time and research and the effort and the money if you don't have it. Figure out a way to get the money. You know what I mean? Put the time into it. Like, do it. Like, it's literally a just do it moment from Nike. Like, literally just do it. So, like, then we can talk about people's finding their passion. Like, on that discovery, you can find your passion, you can find yourself, interest. You need to learn to trust yourself during that time. Learn how to trust yourself. This will help like so many people. Learn how to trust yourself, like build new hobbies. Excuse that voice crack in this one. My voice, my throat is so dry, like my water is sitting right there, but I'm just too lazy to get it. Okay, then like new hobbies. Do new hobbies, figure it out. Like, but make sure they're small hobbies that you can do from home that you wanted to do, but you didn't do in your home because you're binge watching TV or something. That's for those people who want to relax. We can get into that after our, you know, next topic. And then new talents. Give yourself a new talent. You know what I mean? Invest in yourself. Like, that's practically what you have to do. Invest in yourself. Do something that nobody else is doing. Give yourself a new talent. Like, you don't have a talent. People are like, what's your talent? You're like, I don't know. Give yourself a talent. You know what I mean? Like, I'm so serious. Like, you need to give yourself and like give yourself a talent. Create it. Like, create a new one. Like, you know what I mean? It's a time for creation, relaxation, scared. Like, this is the time where there's literally somebody doing every single thing in their life. Like, you got the rebels. You got the people who are just listening to the government. You got the people who don't want to listen to the government. You got the people who are chilling. You got the people who are trying to self-discover themselves. You know what I mean? Like, you have the people who are investing in yourself. Like, that could also be a part of self-discovery. But in self-discovery, we also got engaging things that you love. Like, those people who love binge watching TV, turn that into you. You can binge watch TV, but take notes while you binge watch that TV show and think about what you can create from that TV show that you love. You know what I mean? Think about what you can do with, like, yourself or your future. Okay, the other thing that you guys can do is dispel negative thinking patterns or energy. Like, I hate negative energy. Like, you don't even understand. Like, okay, I had to get some water. My voice, like, completely cracked. Okay, it's so, like, I have a little diaphragm or whatever, like, little voice thing. Like, and I'm usually, like, when I talk to people, I talk to them, like, in a lower voice. And, like, when I raise my voice, it starts to hurt and numb my throat. And I have to, like, really talk for you guys to listen to me on here, because I don't know how clearly or how... Yeah, how clearly you can hear me. That's exactly what I meant. So I don't know how clearly you can hear me, so I need to talk louder. But let's go back to discovering yourself. I think I said something about positive energy. That's exactly what I said. Okay, positive energy, like, you need that. Like, anything, placement of energy. I always mention this somewhere in everything. Placement of energy, like, if you're feeling negative in the head, move that negativity throughout your body to your feet. Like, you know what I mean? Like, make your feet hurt, not your head hurt. Like, don't, like, you don't want your, like, move the pain to preferably other places. Like, let's say your heart hurts. Nobody wants their heart to hurt. Nobody wants their head to hurt either. So, like, you move that to places you don't mind hurting that has, like, a cue. So, like, let's say I have a negative energy, but I'm sitting down, and, like, this negative energy is because of heartache. Like, my heart is just, like, aching. Like, I would move that to my feet because I'm sitting down, and people sit down when their feet hurt. So, like, it's secure to my heart and my feet. Like, both are being, like, relieved. That's exactly what I mean. They're both are being relieved. So, move that energy around. Relieve yourself. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just do that for yourself. Like, everyone deserves better. You know what I mean? These incense smell so good. I'm so sorry. Like, this aroma is, like, making me so happy. Like, incense are also, like, it's nose therapy. That's what I call incense. People use it for religiously. That's cool, too. Like, I know. I feel like it puts people in good vibes. But nose therapy, I tell you, anything that smells good to a person's nose, smell good to a person's mind, and you're happy. Like, I'm just saying, like, think about that. And just think about how happy you thought you were thinking about that. Like, come on. You're happy. Like, because I'm really happy. Okay. I had more key points and stuff like that. I took notes. But... oh my god, I got so scared. So my brother called me during that, so I had to stop my podcast. And I thought I was going to lose this content because I lost this content like 20 minutes ago because he called me. And I was kind of upset because I had to record it. But, like, you know, it's whatever. Like, I got all the time in the world right now. So, like, just take my time, relax, and talk. Okay, so then our next topic was, what was it? So we talked about stocks, self-discovery, business owners. That's what we're talking about. Or people who want to own a business. That's what exactly we're talking about. Okay, so let's talk about our entrepreneur. So if you want to be an entrepreneur or CEO, or you just like, you have your plans, plan it out. Like, you have to look at social media. I look at social media a lot, not for self-comfort, but for research. That's it. I look at social media for research. So I do tons of research on social media. Whenever I'm on social media, I'm always looking at brand ambassador posts. I always go to the trending section to see what people like what people are viewing the most. Like, where's their headset? Like, what's on their mind? What they want to do? Like, and then I go to the buying section to see, like, what's the first thing people's buying. And then I go to the emotional, because I want to see people's emotions at this time. Like, how are they feeling? How do I need to treat them in this very moment? Like, let's say, like, everybody's on their turned up savage stuff. So then I would, like, make a clothing item, let's say, or lip gloss. And I would name it, let's say, people on a savage mode or something like that. Like, they feel like they're gangster. Everybody's feeling accomplished and achieved. You know what I mean? They feel like they're moving up in life. Like, I would name, like, a lip gloss or something. Like, at one point I felt like people were feeling ruthless. I named one of my lip gloss Ruthless Kiss, and that was a great one. And then, like, in the winter, people was feeling like snowy, sad, and love. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it really depends on the time in life. So, like, marketers should market stuff based around the coronavirus. You know, people are emotional, so they like should, let's say, like, a lip gloss. She should sell her lip gloss, like, something that helps give, like, a type of vitamin in her lip gloss so these people could build immune. So, like, my lip gloss builds my immune system. Like, who can say that? Like, who can say my immune system builds my, well, my lip gloss builds my immune system? Nobody. Like, people will buy that. And all the masks are selling out now, see? And then also, it's going to start to smell pretty soon because no one's taking out the trash as much. Ozone layers may build and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, if that happens, people are going to want smelly stuff. And then, like, women right now, they want, I looked on social media and women are getting in, like, they're like, oh, it's time to make a bag, or I'm tired of sitting at home. I want to go outside. I want to look cute. I want to get dressed up and stuff like that. You have to market clothes, brands, and market eyelashes, lip gloss, shoes, and stuff to make people look good. You know what I mean? So, you do that. And people also, like, those people going through, like, puberty or something like that, like, their faces are all breaking out. This is a good time. They want to stay in. Like, they don't really want to take as many pictures as other people. Like, they just want to plan and do work and go to classes, some people like that. So, they are just sitting at home. They're looking at so many YouTube videos of how to clear their face, make a product, promote it, sell it. You know what I mean? Like, do that. But then when you come to think about, like, all these things about what fits you best and what you should sell, you have to go back to self-discovery. I feel like, because I embarked on a self-discovery thing before, like, I decided to create a podcast and start talking about this stuff. So, like, you have to discover what you like, or find something, your new talent is something you may like, and you may be able to, like, sell or use that as a way to, like, make money if that's what you want to do. Like, find what makes you happy first. Like, find that, and then use your happiness. Everything would be so much better when you're happy. Like, you know exactly what to do, how to do it. You have manners for everyone. Everyone loves you. Stuff like that. Love yourself first. And then you take it and you brand it. You brand yourself. After you built up all of that stuff, you brand yourself. This is why I saved this one for last. I feel like everything else was, like, that I talked about led up to this. And then once you're building your brand, you may want to buy little stocks. You may want to be like, oh, I need to make a little money. Let's say you can't afford to do what you want to do. Stocks. There you go. That's how that led up to that. you buy stocks with the last of your, you can buy a stock for 17 cents and make $2. You have about, how do you say $2? Like $1, and we should say like 80 cents more, because you take away 20, it's like almost 20 cents. $1.80 more than what you had before. Like, and that's when side hustles come into play for you to help do all of this stuff that you love. So you do that and you have a great time self-discovering yourself, and then you want to build your business and brand it, and then you want to do all that beautiful stuff. But you have to be happy. If you're doing it just for the money, you're not, like, it's not gonna happen. This is really not gonna happen. Like, you can't do it just for the money. You gotta understand that. Money is traded for, I don't know how to explain that. Like, that's gonna have to be something I, like, I have to re-listen to this and go over that. Like, I don't explain that, but, like, you're trading for benefits. But, okay, yeah, here it goes. It's not that. Okay, I found it. You're trading for benefits, right? But what benefits? Let's say this person gets money, right? Let's say, okay, say I get the money. But in return, I give you a product, right? But you're not just getting my product. We may also have a friendship. We might also have, like, we may also, like, communicate more. We may also, like, you know what I mean? And, like, in my, like, let's say the product you bought, you may also, like, gain other benefits like points, free shipping, and free item added. You know, like, what I mean? Like, stuff like that. Like, you also have to think about, like, let's say Amazon for a second. I'm a student. I got Amazon Prime for 6 months free. And it's crazy that people really don't know Amazon Prime. Like, I've tried to discover everything on Amazon Prime. I've even changed my region, and I was like, oh, this is a good YouTube video. I changed my region to make a YouTube video, but then I found out that I couldn't order from Amazon Prime in the U.S. on a different region because it wouldn't ship to me. So I can only use Amazon Prime U.S. for me. It depends on your location. See, that was the craziest thing I found out. And I tried multiple places. Like, I didn't just give up on the first place I tried. I was like, dang, I can't do this. So I tried multiple places to make this video, but it didn't work. And the video never came out, but it was a really cool idea. But Amazon don't have that as a benefit. But with Amazon Prime, you get the free shipping. You also get discounts. You get tons of discounts. I love Amazon Prime. Then you also get, you get TV, movies, books. You get all these other things with that. And, like, they give you full refunds if you want it all back. Full refunds. Like, that is crazy. Like, I'm an Amazon Prime member just because, like, I'm a student. And then, like, let's say in December, you know the little dot thingy? They were giving that to me for 99 cents and $7. I only had to pay $7. And I think, no, let's say I only had to pay $8 a month for the music to go with the little dot thingy, like the home. Like Alexa, the mini Alexa, I think it was. Was it Google Home, one of those? I had to pay 99 cents for that. But the retail value was $99. So basically $100. But since I was a member, it was like, I need to figure out a way to make this long-term, to make more money off this person, but giving them a $100 free item, basically. But I'm giving them this item. But if they continue to pay for my monthly music because I gave them this free item, they're going to be, like, they're going to stay forever. You know what I mean? Like, that's basically what they did. They're going to stay forever. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm lighting my incense again. It smells so good. So, that's what Amazon Prime is. So, that's the type of relationship you need to have. But then, also, you have to, like, if you're starting off tiny, you have to start off with that building relationships type stuff. Like, you have to think about the beginning of Amazon, not this now, because they have different CEOs. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the person who founded Amazon is probably not still there. I'm not sure, because I don't really, like, look up on that, even though I should. That's like me looking at Apple. Okay, let's say that the person who founded Apple is not there, but you knew his values. That's the only reason people buy Apple, because They knew it. They knew Steve Jobs' story. They knew his story. Because clearly, till this day, people only buy Apple because of the brand, because of who Steve Jobs was, and because how he became famous. You know what I mean? That's exactly what you need to build. And if you don't know how to do that, I'm telling you, the only way to do it is if you discover yourself, love yourself. That's a part of that. Figuring out how to love yourself, you would get through like all of these steps. Like, this is literally, I'm giving you the keys to success. Like, success, being successful is being happy. Being successful is being happy. But being successful is also being a failure. Success is equal to failure. Failure. Not failure.